Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Scott,
how you bloody feeling?
We should crash some weddings.
We should crash some weddings. It is...
Oh, yes!
Well, it's cleared the air, okay? There's a bit of thick air that needs to be cleared. We have had a week off.
Yeah.
We have had a week off.
Addressing the elephant in the room.
You can see the reason for that up on our socials.
Yep.
Promoting the TikTok, the Instagram.
Yep.
The Twitter.
Yes.
We had a Facebook. Doesn't exist.
Fuck Facebook, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
We did record our Ferris Bueller. Mm-hmm. I just had a brain bleed.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine, man. And I can patch that up for you.
It wasn't that bloody good. It was a little bit.
It was pretty subpar, the episode that we'd recorded. It wasn't up to the standard that we want it to be at. And we don't want to let you guys down. Not to be stereotypical or cringe here, but we really do care about building a good audience and not producing shit.
Boring.
Basically. Boring.
Scott. Well, another thing to address.
Yeah, man.
Your stomach, mate. You're having a little problem.
Yeah, so if I'm a little bit coffee today. Oh, yeah.
Like that.
You've been
smoking too many doobies. Too many doobies with the boys.
I've pulled a bloody muscle in my chest.
You are just absolutely marinated. Oh. Toasted, and you are creamed.
Oh, absolutely toasted.
You cheeky boy.
I am a cheeky boy.
Wedding Crashers, 2005. What a time and what a great year.
Yeah.
I know. Ah. You didn't get the joke there. 2005 Wedding Crashers. My goodness. Scott, hit me with a bloody point.
Bro. Okay. I'll hit you with a bloody point. The intro montage was just so perfect. It was just so perfect.
Disagree.
Really?
I think it went for way too long. The one with like,
oh, yeah.
I thought, I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty sweet. And I didn't think they were going to go for like almost the whole song.
No way. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess if you look at it that way, I don't know. I just felt such an exhilarating feeling. Like, I'm like, man, I'm being taken on this trip. We're going to 1,000 weddings at once. Or was it 17 weddings in 3 weeks? That's what they said.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I definitely missed that.
I think that's what Vince Vaughn said at the start when they were having the meeting in the office. But I don't know. Differing opinions here, but that montage, I loved it.
Really?
Montage. I couldn't say that properly.
Yeah. Oh, mate, you're bloody... You can't even speak properly, mate. Oh, just bloody get up an audio problem, mate.
Yeah.
Audio format. You can't even bloody talk, mate.
Ah.
I don't know. I just thought it was a bit much.
Hmm.
It was good up to a point. And then they started singing the chorus to Shout again. So, okay. We're going through a fifth mumbo.
Mumbo number five.
We're going through another Shout. We're going through another thing here.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from, but personally, I disagree. I just loved it.
Well, you're wrong and you're stupid.
Oh.
I also thought that the mum thing was great, how the mum was having the hots for Owen Wilson.
Yeah, that was a funny moment. That running joke is just hilarious.
That's what I have a problem with.
Really?
Why wasn't it? It just was dropped immediately after he felt her breast.
Actually, yeah. You know what? That would have been funny if
really
it kept
early
going
on in the movie and then it just died.
They completely ignored that for the rest of the movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a detail I didn't pick up on, bro.
Yeah, well, wow. I am.
You're a bit of an eagle eye, aren't you?
I do rival the Batman for the world's greatest detective.
That was a good one. That was a bloody knee slapper.
To clear that up in post, all right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not as good, and clear that up.
Okay.
No, keep it. Makes me sound authentic and funny. I'm like Jay Leno.
You're relatable.
I look like Jay Leno, except instead of having a big chin, I have a big nose. Face reveal at 10 million subs.
Let's go.
Hey, like, subscribe, comment. And cut.
Yes.
Scott coughed. I don't know. Also, we saw some boobies in the montage.
Mm.
Well, that's why you bloody liked it, didn't you, bloody?
Oh.
Mate? You disgust me.
No, mate, no. It's all a part of the entire experience. I just love the party attitude and, like, you know, venturing into all these different types of weddings. I really liked
that. It was fun and it was engaging.
Yeah. It just took me on an adventure. I don't know what it's about, but like what about it it is, but it just, I don't know, got me exhilarated, ready to party, and it wanted, made me want to go and crash some weddings.
Yes, yeah. This movie definitely gave you those feelings as well.
Had some good tips for socializing with people too, actually.
Like?
Well.
Oh, oh, that's a great tip. Scott's very lonely. He doesn't have many friends. I think we should keep that cough in. Keep the cough in. Hey, post Scott, keep that cough in. But this next cough, cut it out. And cut.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Well, no, I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, a good tip for social would be you have a bunch of presents, figure out what they are so that you can tell the hot girl what they are.
Yeah, or just be, hang on. This is what I was channeling. This is what I was trying to say. Charisma, man. You can lie, you can say whatever you want, as long as you're charismatic. Man, if you sell that 100%, people will believe you.
Yeah.
And that's why it seems successful and believable.
Hey, we've done that for the past couple of episodes, eh?
Mate, that's just our entire career so far.
I loved the dinner table scene. That is gold. Absolute gold. High five, audio, now.
Oh.
Absolute gold.
Dude, not even joking, this was my favorite scene.
Yeah.
I'm serious, this is my favorite
this
scene.
This is what brings the movie up, up, up.
There were so many points in this dinner table scene. There was the granny who was like super out of touch and she was saying some pretty politically incorrect things. But then you've got Owen Wilson getting jacked off under the table. did I say Owen Wilson? Or did I meant to say...
Oh, yeah.
Not Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn was jacking off Owen whilst Owen was jacking off Vince.
It was just a full jackfest.
The whole table was actually doing it. No one was realizing.
You're putting the image in my head, bro, and it's not good. Oh, that's
terrible. I feel
like
she was more doing like a...
It was more of a rub.
Yeah, it was more of a rub.
Essential rub. But then you had... it was a finger. Then you had the little squirt of the...
All right, calm down.
The laxatives in Bradley Cooper's drink.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about scallops
and shit.
Was that
laxatives? I thought he said eye drops.
Did he squirt eye drops in there? I thought it was laxatives.
I thought it was eye drops, and that's what made him sick. And cut.
There's
going to
be a lot of coughs in here.
Make sure you keep me saying end cut every time. So it's just
people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Scott's very sick. He's a very sick boy today.
I don't know what's going on.
There were so many intersecting comedy story, like comedy jokes and, you know, storylines going on at that point. I wish the rest of the movie continued that kind of thing.
There was a bit of a flat drop after that, eh?
Yeah, it definitely had a drop after that because we didn't get much more of the nan. We didn't get much more of her doing crazy
Ned,
stuff.
CEO of sex.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Ned, CEO of sex.
Shout out to Ned.
We didn't get really. That's kind of what birthed the was it that weirdo kid guy with the hair? With the hair. What was his name? Todd.
Todd. It was Todd.
Yeah. I only know that because I read it in the trivia. His name was Todd.
Well, his introduction was more in that scene when they were playing football.
Yeah, but...
But that was like a main point for him because he had that relationship with Vince Vaughn and he thought he was flirting with him.
And then he comes up to him when he's tied up on the bed. And then he was kind of dropped after the bed weird art bit.
Yeah, they didn't really focus on his character either. There was a lot of that, just that rom-com romance sort of thing going forward. And then, I don't know, that kind of flattened it out. There wasn't this cross sort of plot thing with heaps of jokes from different characters later on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of set up for all these things. Oh, the Vince Vaughn and Christopher Walken.
I'm walking here. Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
It
didn't really explore that kind of dynamic either. Christopher just kind of was like, oh yeah, I like Vince. Like,
yeah.
What?
He made a bit of a jab at him and he thought he was going to do like a mafia hit on him or something like that when he was talking about the dance before going to dinner.
Yeah, and then that was about it, really. they had like a little bit of eye glaring and that
and
was,
that's it.
That was it.
You thought there would be a bit more of an interesting dynamic between those two characters.
Yeah, the scope was very wide, but the movie was handling it very well.
Yeah.
And then it very just quickly narrowed down on Owen Wilson and Rachel McAdams.
It was just them. Yeah, yeah. That was a very wholesome romance story.
But maybe a bit too much.
A little bit too much.
Yeah.
Could have pulled it back a little bit, I think.
Could have had a bit more Vince.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't have complained if most of the movie was Vince, because his attitude and just sarcastic sort of flair is just beautiful.
Those sideburns, though.
Those sideburns. I envy those.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they were just very voluptuous.
That was so thick. If very you could thick. Ever grow sideburns like that, man, I would applaud you. I would Vince buy you as many beers as you want if you can grow sideburns like that.
Give him
like
a fat gobby.
Yeah.
And then maybe a little rub under the table.
You're fucked.
Dicky. Would you go for Vince with hair up as his wedding attire, or Vince after he's been tied up and raped by Isla Fisher and then his hair's down? I reckon he
Vince
looks better
hair down.
With hair down.
He looks better with hair
Bro,
down.
Bro, what are you doing? Go to the wedding with hair down, man.
Bro, it looks so much better. You know, had the curly locks going, but it was all like this straight sort of Elvis, I don't know, 50s rockabilly sort of look the whole time. Like, I get it, Vince. You know, we had a revival of the rockabilly stuff in 2005, but you don't have to rock it that hard.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Yeah, come on, mate. Pull back a little bit.
Yeah, pull it back. Just
leave that to Amy Winehouse.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Yeah.
You're not in the 27s Club. It's all good, mate. It's all good. Shout out to the 27s Club. Ultimate bromance between... I've had a brain bleed.
Bros bang bros. Owen Wilson, man.
Yes.
Yeah, Vince and Owen, they were tight. They were tight. That was just...
They were so tight.
They loved each other, man.
Maybe they needed just a bit of a table rub to loosen it out, but they were tight.
They were tight, and they got there in the end.
I did like their bromance. It didn't feel forced. It felt nice.
It seemed like they were actually... Sorry?
You looked like you were winding up for another cough.
Yeah, let me rip one.
And cut.
They were naturally very good with each other, with their dynamic. You could tell that they had a good relationship on set and they were bros off screen.
Yeah, for sure.
That was... See, that's really good to know when you can see the natural connection between actors on screen and actresses. It's just... It really sets it and makes it really natural.
Yes, yes.
It's good. I love that personally.
I do have a question. The rules...
A bit of a tricky question.
It's question time with Ben. Do the theme song, Scott. And question time with Ben.
Yeah.
The rules went up to 100. How intricate is this thing?
I know.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Okay, I theorize that they filmed a bunch of scenes with a bunch of other rules, and they've just picked and chosen which ones that they wanted to use. I bet you for a fact that the writer went, yep, I'm going to write a full rule book of this. We're going to get as in-depth as possible, and then we'll put the best ones in the movie.
That is a stupid theory.
Are you serious? I reckon
he's
that
they just going to write it. He's just going to be writing Rule 72 as a joke because it adds comedic value that it's gone up that high.
Man.
I was just delving into the lore as a joke, bro. As if they're going to actually write 100 rules just for the sake of it.
Hey, you never know, because they could whip another rule out at any time.
Yeah, you could just whip another rule out and think of it and then write it as Rule 31
as being
a joke.
Like spontaneous.
Listen to this guy, please. Trying to get all MatPat on me.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Give you a film theory.
And that's the first disagreement we've ever had.
I'm just gonna leave.
Hit me with a point.
Bradley Cooper, when he was like taking the game so seriously.
He's shaking his hands.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing the foot taps and everything.
What a man. What a man.
That was beautiful. He just smashed the fuck out of Vince Vaughn. That was just...
just absolutely dropped that man.
Yeah. I loved it how blinded by love Owen Wilson was. And he's like, oh, come on, man. Just get up. Just get up. And he's like, no, bro. I'm fucking dying right here.
And Bradley's just shaking going, whoa.
Is this guy on steroids?
Do you think he was actually on steroids?
Nah. Nah, not my boy Brad.
Come on.
Maybe just a little bit.
He was such a jock.
He plays a good douche.
He does play a good douche.
It's like Hangover. It's charismatic douche, but this is like jerky douche.
Yeah, this is jerky douche.
He has a nice douche meter.
He does have a nice douche meter. Actually, you were telling me before that you wish that you could get rubbed under the table by this douche meter.
We'll save that for the black market podcast. Yeah. We'll sell those secretly online.
Just him shaking and warming up at the start, and then
the energy.
That Vince threw the ball, and then Bradley smashed him after he threw it as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know, like, he had momentum, but the man didn't even stop. Man just wanted...
He was a train.
Man was out to kill.
Yep.
Absolutely out to kill.
An absolute menace.
Another great person in the family was Isla Fisher, of course.
Mm. I loved her character, man, because she played off dumber than she actually was. She was actually really on the plan of Vince. Like, she knew, obviously.
Yeah.
And I loved it how Vince was like, you know, he was really taken aback once she revealed that, you know, she wasn't a virgin, and that she was kind of like, oh, who do you think I am, sort of thing, like, you know.
But she did shove his sock in his mouth.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was kind of hot. I mean, that was kind of wild. Like, that was kind of wild, that scene. And then it was followed by the weird art scene. You know, I guess that's trivia for later. I'll save it.
A little sneak peek. Yeah.
Oh, I nearly spoiled.
No. We've got to save that. We've got to keep that special.
Yeah. I nearly spoiled. Also, when he was confessing after the rape scene, the priest drink drank that whole thing of whiskey.
It was like, oh man, I need all of this to handle this conversation.
I mean, respect to the priest, I guess.
Yeah, he took that like a champ.
Lots of kissing of old men in this as well. Vince kissed his head, then Isla Fisher kissed Christopher Walken on the lips.
Yep.
That's a weird family dynamic. I got to state this right now. I'm not a fan of people kissing their mums and dads on the lips. I don't care how much you love your mum or your dad.
Controversial opinions over here.
Come on.
Nah, I'm on the same page as you, man. I'm not a fan of that personally myself either.
Stop practicing on your mum and your dad. Just practice on...
Just wait. Just let it happen naturally with someone that you
don't
like.
Don't do that. It's weird. It's weird. And that's why Isla played the crazy character.
Yeah.
Because she kissed her dad. And that's crazy.
Wild.
I'm sorry, but if you're doing that, come on. Just stop. Honestly, just stop. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Just go for it, man.
I'm saying it.
Yeah, just bloody let it out.
I'm
out of the oven.
Yeah, I'm like that Ben Shapiro boy. Such a controversial boy. I'm saying it.
You're letting out the opinions here.
Yeah, I do have a point here we kind of already covered, but all the storylines did kind of wail and... Whale. They kind of flailed.
Whale.
I would say that they kind of died in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have... I understand why they would do that, because they want to focus on the central characters, but it would have been nice to have, like, mini resolutions for each of the stories.
Yeah, like, they did have good interactions and chemistry. Owen Wilson and Rachel. Mm. I get that.
Yeah, but we've seen a lot of that on screen, and we'd like maybe something else to switch it up, get our minds going a little bit now.
What did you think of the end?
I didn't really like how they skipped their own reception.
They're going to
crash another person's wedding at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what they said, right? They got another one at 3.
I may have missed that bit.
I think I'm picking up on some details.
I kind of zoned out because I was cringing a bit. Like, the interactions in the cars were just felt very forced.
It was very stereotypical.
End of the movie kind of, doing this.
Yep.
Very typical, like, I guess, comedy kind of thing.
Yep.
Of just,
It is a bit corny.
The best part, that's how this movie felt, you know. The best part is that first half where it's like, and then the last half's not bad and it's not a trek. But it's definitely...
It takes a bit of effort.
A lot lower, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, here we go. This is when people...
There are some
start
very good points in that last bit as well,
great
but it's...
segments with the old lady shooting the gun.
Oh, man, that was great. She just came out of nowhere.
Under the table?
Under the table.
While she got rubbed up by Christopher Walken.
Oh, fuck.
Because everyone who was getting rubbed up was someone on their right.
That's
remember?
Right.
They had the circle of truth.
It was the conga line.
The rubbing circle.
Yeah, the
a satanic cult. The what else I got here? The Owen Wilson vows.
No, wait.
Clean that bit up just a bit.
No Owen Wilson vows.
Wows.
Oh, wows.
Wow.
You didn't hear, I didn't hear any wows in this movie either.
I could be mistaken, but I don't think I heard a wow.
I reckon if you got someone to go through the entire movie, they'd at least find one wow.
Mm.
Possibly. But yeah, I didn't realize that. Actually, you know what? I think we would have picked that up because we probably would have turned to each other and gone, wow.
Yeah, I would, wow. I would have been prone to hearing that. Yeah. I also, we got the origin of how Owen Wilson's nose came to be.
Yeah, it gets smashed up by Bradley Cooper.
The origin of his nose.
He's got a very prominent bone on his nose, eh?
Yes.
It's just like sticks out. I mean, I've got a pretty prominent bone. You've got a very nice bone on your nose.
I do have a very nice bony boner nose.
Yeah.
It's
nose boner.
I do have the biggest nose boner. It's a 24/7
permanent nose boner.
Yeah, I do all sorts of things with my nose boner. I blow it. And stick my finger up it.
Oh,
sometimes I stick tissues up it.
Sometimes it bleeds.
Sometimes
things.
My nose boner bleeds. Sometimes I sneeze out of it. All sorts of things. It's really just, it's a magical thing. Milk comes out of my nose boner sometimes. If I choke on my milk.
I'm trying not to cough here because yeah.
Go cough. Come on. I'll say cut.
Okay. All right.
Please, hit me with another one of your points.
Oh, you know what? I'm actually running pretty low on points.
Pretty low on gas?
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on a second. You know what? All right, we're going to get into a bit of a wholesome point here. Oh, Christopher Walken.
Boring.
No, man.
Oh, boring.
Boring.
He's talking about balls and sex. None of this boring, wholesome shit. Oh, I probably capped a bit there.
Nah, that's fine, bro.
Oh, I smacked my lips. Oh, boring.
The father. Yeah, he's just like the father that just wants the best for his kids. And like, he's kind of played up as this big not angry, but kind of intimidating character at some points, which we obviously, going back to what we said before, would like to have delved into a bit more. But, you know, in the end, he's just like, whatever you want. He's this wholesome dude.
Yeah, I guess. But he also cheated on his wife.
This is true, yeah, because they were not faithful for how many years of their marriage?
Yeah, they're only faithful for two.
Yeah.
Respect. No, not respect. I'm so used to saying that. Respect.
Hey, they had a consensual non-monogamous relationship, so very modern. Okay,
respect.
Respect.
Respect, yeah. The tactics at the wedding were also great.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite?
Ooh, yeah. I like the fake tears a lot. I think that was hilarious when he was crying in the actual church. Oh, Wilson was, and one of the ladies turned around, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And he's like,
yeah. "The eye contact, yeah, that yeah, was
the
great.
Eye contact that was good. Great. That was some good visual comedy right there.
Yes,
for sure.
The flower girl one is actually a good tactic as well.
The flower girl one. Which one's that?
Dance with the flower girl.
Oh, get yeah,
people's attention.
Yeah,
I couldn't do the balloon animal. That's not practical for me. But yeah. I reckon I could do a flower girl one.
You know what? They've been doing this for 12 years in the movie, they said. So they've obviously got up their balloon animal making skills up over the last few years.
Yeah. Oh, they perfected we finish up as well, Chaz.
Chaz. Well, he was something else.
He's a loose unit.
Yeah. So sometimes I found him like really hilarious. And sometimes I'm like, holy shit. Like, can you imagine this? Like hanging out with this
fucked.
Guy? Will Ferrell played him pretty well.
Yeah.
But, you know, he does his stereotypical sort of Will Ferrell screaming.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't include too much of him, but I probably wouldn't have liked him at the end of the wedding sort of thing.
You didn't like him?
Oh, no, I liked him, but, like, I would have just kept him to the funeral part and maybe that would be it. But, like, kind of him popping up at the wedding at the end, I don't know, just kind of whatever. There's something about it, another thing they throw in there,
but then they... okay, cool.
Yeah.
The funeral stuff was pretty dark, but...
That was dark.
I wonder if it works.
I think...
We'll give you an update next week.
Funeral crashing 2022.
Yeah. Bots to Nuts edition. We'll live stream it.
Oh!
No,
That is so dark. But, you know, if it works, it works.
Live stream the funeral. Actually... No, I just won't say that.
Yeah.
The main wedding up to the dinner was pretty solid. Oh, that's the last point, and I've already talked about it.
Ooh.
Okay, do we want to get into trivia?
You know what? I think it's the perfect time for some trivia.
Perfect time?
Yeah.
It's that perfect time.
It's actually where we are spot on, mate. Oh. We're fucking spot on.
Go, have a cough. Let out a cough.
Do you want me to?
Let out a goddamn cough now!
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
When Christopher Walken and Rachel McAdams are dancing at the engagement party, Walken kept saying, "fart," to keep McAdams smiling after dancing, as it had become quite repetitive.
Yeah.
Imagine just him just yelling, "fart."
Fight. Or maybe, it'd be like, fight.
I reckon it'd be like, fart. Fart. He wants her to fart, but he had some weird fart
aggressive,
thing.
Aggressively shouting, fart. Fart for me.
Fart.
Fart.
Listen here, woman. Fart.
Fart.
Goddamn fart.
It's horrible. Oh, that's so menacing. I've just got that image in my head now. Just
so we'll be crashing a funeral next week.
And screaming fart at people.
The painting given to Vince Vaughn by Todd was kept by Vaughn after filming.
Oh, that's beautiful. So that's, I would have kept the painting. If I had a naked photo, well, a naked painting painted of me, I would definitely be keeping that.
Yeah.
A lot of effort for sure, gone into sure. that, for sure.
What a lovely painting. Yeah, I guess it was...
It was very biblical looking, wasn't it?
Oh, so biblical.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is a very biblical character.
He is the second coming of Christ.
He's a bit of a Peter.
He's a bit of a Peter.
He's a bit of a Peter.
Peter.
Rachel McAdams... I'll say this. Rachel McAdams' blackish brown hair. It looks good with it.
Yeah.
I'm used to her with...
like blondish sort of... Is it blondish or is it like...
Red.
Red hair?
Yeah.
Is she a redhead?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know that.
You haven't seen About Time.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Oh,
Christ.
Man, I can't wait to get into that movie.
Oh, of course you can't, mate. You can't wait to bloody get into a lot of things.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams listened repeatedly to Fleetwood Mac's 1975 song, Landslide.
Yeah.
Sing it.
Landslide.
To prepare for the emotional scenes, Owen Wilson said the song made her cry immediately. It was like turning on a faucet. And then Christopher Walken came
like
in.
Wow, turning on a faucet.
And then Christopher Walken's like, fart, fart, fart. And she started laughing. And she laugh cried. And
she
it was
laugh
a beautiful cried. Moment.
Oh, man.
That's all the trivia I've got.
That's, wow, that was fantastic.
Did you?
Bro.
Out of 10 trivia, what would you rate it?
I'm thoroughly entertained. I'd probably give that.
Thank you. I love that score. So, score time.
Yeah.
Is it me first or you? I think it's me first. Isn't
you know
it?
What? I'm so sweaty and gross right now. I think you're going to have to take the reins here.
7 out of 10. Nugs.
Wow. Is this going to be the first time that our scores match up completely?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it is because that's... Otherwise, why would you say that?
It is. I am two. Not two. Not the number two.
And
seven out of ten. Seven nugs out of ten nugs. Beautiful.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.